Andrew, good to see its season launch here at Donington. Just looking out the window, I've been doing it with all the drivers this morning. The weather's been atrocious, hasn't it? Let's hope it's better for the full test day tomorrow. But big news for you, of course, is a change of team for this year. Just tell me how that's come about.
It came about, really, I mean, the Paramax deal was always a year, so we had flexibility both sides there. So, yeah, you know, it's constant, you know, and my management team at MB Partners are always on the lookout. So we spoke to a good few teams. I actually spoke to Speedworks at the start of last year before we came in at all. And, you know, I really like everyone there. And for sure, we could see potential with the car at times last year. It wasn't the best season, but Ricky and Rory at times proved the car was good enough. So yeah, it was just a really good fit commercially for all my partners and with the team. Again, they're great, and I really believe that, you know, they're going to give us a package to be able to win with. So that was the whole.
So sticking with front wheel drive, because there was, I'm sure you watch social media as well, a lot of the fans were saying, "Oh, Andrew's going to BMW." Was that ever an option?
Yeah, we spoke a fair bit with WSR and Mr. Bennett. So, yeah, it was an option. It didn't work out for various reasons. And we chose to go with Speedworks, and yeah, I'm delighted with that. And as you said, one of the biggest decisions or factors there was staying with front wheel drive. If we went to rear wheel drive, you know, it would have been a cool and fun opportunity, but it would have been back to square one, really. Those cars are very different to drive and take a bit of getting used to, so it would have been back to school again.
All change at Speedworks, of course, because they're putting four cars out this year with Josh Cook and Aidan on their side, and you and Rob with Toyota Gazoo Racing. Exciting times in the garage, if nothing else.
yeah, everybody seems really excited. A lot of new people, not just the drivers. You know, there's a lot of new engineers and mechanics and everybody, really. So yeah, I think the team have been incredibly busy over the winter. They've moved to a new workshop, they've got other programs going on, so thank you to all those people for doing the work. You know, the hours they do is scary, really. So yeah, but it is exciting. Already the test days we've done, you know, they haven't been perfect, but there's so much room for improvement, and they haven't been a disaster by any means. So we're pretty happy with how it's gone, and we know there's a lot more potential to come.
The critical bit with testing is to know what's not right, isn't it? It's when you get out of the car and you can't work out what's going on.
Yeah, and there are just little bits, you know, mechanically. We've ran really well, so you know, we've got lots of miles now. So it's just the refinement bit now, that the weather's been so bad for everybody. I don't think anybody's been able to get any dry running. If anybody's had a day, I think there was one day at Snetterton that was dry. It still rained in the afternoon, so nobody has had a lot of dry running. So a lot of the teams bring updates to the cars all year, and nobody will really know where they play out until, you know, maybe not even the first weekend. It's going to take a couple of weekends to see where the pace really is.
What have you made of the boost to the hybrid?
Yeah, well, last week was my first time trying it, and yeah, you can definitely feel it working, especially when you come off the button. It's like what I imagine closing the DRS wing feels like an F1. You know, you feel the drop in power. So I think it's great. Yeah, I really enjoyed using it and looking forward to trying it out a bit more tomorrow.
I think everybody I've spoken to so far has agreed that it's going to change the strategy conversations with the team, because the approach to racing and how you use that, when you deploy it, do you save it, is going to change. It's going to shake things up this year, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. There's so much change this year with the qualifying, some tyre compound updates on the hybrid. So yeah, that, you know, I said it before, it's where the good teams will show themselves, and the good drivers that are able to adapt to that. So hopefully my sports car endurance side of things will help me on that, you know, strategic thinking sometimes. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I said before that I think any change to the rules and the format is going to help me catch up with the guys that have been here a bit longer.
Is this year a settling in year with Toyota in terms of building and learning, or are you out and out going for it. I mean, you want to win, obviously. I'm not suggesting you don't, but you know what I'm saying. Is the thinking a little longer term?
Yeah, I think I always, you know, everybody wants the continuity. So, yeah, we're going to be learning, but we're still hopefully hit the ground pretty quick, you know. But yeah, it's going to be a year of you know, improvements, I think, throughout the year. And yeah, I mean, the idea would be continuity. Lots of people in the paddock have demonstrated that over the years to win a championship. Yeah, there has to be continuity from a team or from your own car crew engineering point of view. So yeah, for sure, that, you know, long-term goals here. And that's why the Toyota link is amazing. I think we probably get the best support out of anybody on the grid from our manufacturer. Yeah, we've been up at the HQ where they make Corolla, we've been around the factory. They gave us a lot of support on and off track, so that was a big motivator for me as well.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that Ricky and Rory had done well with the car last year. Have there been major changes to the car for this year?
Yeah, there's been a good few changes, engine side, aero, cooling. So yeah, the data from testing looked really good. So yeah, we won't know exactly where we filter out, but for sure we've moved on a bit, and all of us are new to the car. We've got a good baseline. We know what works from, you know, Speedworks been running this car quite a while now, so we know what works. But already Rob and I have been picking up on the identical things at nearly the same time, so that's been really encouraging for the team, because that, you know, fixing or finding a solution for one problem, you know, for everybody is good. And Rob has so much experience and understanding about how to engineer front wheel drive cars. So for sure, I think we're gonna be able to extract a lot from this car. And Josh is obviously super quick and probably one of the quickest guys in the grid. And Aiden's the same, you know, he's won loads of races. So, yeah, I think all four of us, you know, form a really strong lineup.
Absolutely. So how's it going with Rob? Because he, as you say, he brings a lot of experience and he's it's what we call a name, I guess, coming back to the series.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, I haven't known him that long, but a really nice guy, really open, super experienced, definitely a real professional. So yeah, it's going well so far, and yeah, I'm already picking up on experience and things that, you know, are all new to me. So yeah, I think getting him from the team was a great call and was a good boost for me as well, because yeah, last year we were quick at times but inconsistent as well. So I think Rob, you know, will only help me, and you know, is a perfect yardstick for me. You know, I'll know that if we're ahead or behind him, he's a solid benchmark. Mm.
You started last season really quick, and everybody was saying, Andrew, look, he's quick, he's new, he's gonna. And then things started to happen, and the season played out, as we know. And you had some fantastic races, but you had some disappointments.
Yep.
Were you conscious of that last season, that you had laid down an early marker and were sort of riding high before not a fall came? Yeah, but you know what I mean.
No, that took a lot of pressure off, and I had a great approach into that weekend. Looking back on some of the interviews I did, I was just there to have fun and soak it all in, which is a great way to do it, because put too much pressure on yourself, you're going to drive worse. So that really helped, and it did take the pressure off for the season, because I knew I could be up there, and I'd answered a lot of questions already. So but then yeah, there was just little thing, you know, Brands after that was a difficult weekend, you know, with an accident, you know, it wasn't really our fault. And then some qualifyings we didn't get right, but it's so tight, you know, you go from top 10 to, you know, outside the top 20 if you don't get it right. So that hurt us a bit, and it's not easy coming through the pack at the minute. So and this year the quality of the grid is really high, you know, maybe slightly fewer cars, but pretty much everybody will have their day. So yeah, there was so many positives. I only really have positives from last season. Looking back, we achieved everything we wanted to achieve and more. Jack Sears was the goal from day one. We got that done, and you know, podiums and all the other things that came were, you know, it ticked every box. So again, I'm here to learn and see what happens. No real pressure on anything from me or the team this year. Just going to do our best.
I was going to say, because if Jack Sears was the goal for last season, what's the goal for this season, or at least the first half of the season?
Get my first win this year would be good. And, you know, I'm aiming for the top five in the championship. So that's kind of my yardstick.
Yeah, excellent. I'm sure you're going to have a great season. Really good to see you back. Exciting times for you with the new team as well. So the very best of luck. At the start of the season, at the season launch, I like to have a bit of fun as well and just ask a couple of odd, off the scale type of questions. Right. And what I normally do, as you know, I've got five questions. So you need to pick two numbers between one and five, and that'll determine the questions I ask you.
Okay.
Pick your first number.
Two.
Two. What other sports are you good at or would you like to be good at?
I'm pretty good at golf. I did think I was good. I did think in terms of motorsport I was good at golf. And then my teammate Mikey last year plays off scratch and he absolutely schooled me at
did
one
he?
Stage. But
was there any money involved?
There was no money, just bragging rights, thankfully, on that day. But yeah, I play off nine, which is all right for me. So I like that. I'd like to be a lot better, of course. But golf's probably up there.
Mike plays off scratch. There's a couple of other of the drivers fancy themselves as golfers as well. So that would be interesting. Okay, another number.
Four.
Which would you prefer, to be rich or famous?
Rich.
You're in good company there, because everybody else who's answered that question has said the same. I'm not surprised. Nobody wants to be poor, do they? Yeah. Andrew, have a great season. Really good to catch up with you.
All right, thanks.